I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Thank you, nerds! We got a show! I am your host, Will Wheaton. It says so right in the title.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are proud to welcome Will Wheaton of The Will Wheaton Project. Mr. Wheaton is an accomplished actor, having starred in the classic film Stand By Me, and is best known for playing the character Wesley Crusher on the classic TV series Star Trek: The Next Generation. Over the next segment, Will Wheaton will talk about being the ambassador of fandom, as evidenced by his many appearances on The Big Bang Theory, and his new series celebrating the world of geekdom, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to stand by me, feel free to get back on gluten as we beam out of the past so we can materialize with a big bang in the present. Will, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you very much. It's bigger on the inside.
Now, you're the host of The Will Wheaton Project, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Sci-Fi. Now, tell us about the format of your show and what The Will Wheaton Project is all about.
This is a quick half-hour comedy show where I look at a lot of the events that have happened in the last week in the world of sci-fi, fantasy, and horror. It's all of the genre entertainment that I love, that a lot of us inside and on the fringes of geek culture love, and I'm setting up clips and telling jokes about them and occasionally getting a little bit deeper into certain things, and then quickly getting out of your way so that you can go back to playing video games.
Now, you mentioned getting deeper. Now, specifically, who is your show targeting? Is it targeting the casual geek or the quintessential comprehensive geek?
We've worked very hard to put enough into the show that that both of the people you've described will be able to enjoy it.
Now, in your first episode, you said geeks finally have a show. How have you tailored your show for them, and what's the feedback you've received so far?
Well, you know, being a nerd is not about what you love. It's about the way that you love it. So there are people who can be nerds for Star Wars, the way another person is a nerd for NASCAR. I'm a nerd for Game of Thrones, the way somebody else might be a nerd for The Hobbit. So it's more about the way that we kind of obsessively love every little piece of whatever it is we're choosing to love, and then we're sharing it with people with that same level of enthusiasm and occasionally, when something is ridiculous, incredulity. At its heart, it is intended. It's a comedy show, right? So we don't get too serious about things, and we are working to be just as funny as we can be in the time that we have.
Now, of course, you're closely associated with fandom. What's the biggest change you've seen in sci-fi and fandom over the past 25 years?
We're no longer in the shadows. We have created a place for ourselves in the world. We have found that there are more of us than we ever thought possible.
Right.
And we have created these massive events where we get together and we cosplay and we have parties and we celebrate the things that we love. And then we, who are creators in addition to being fans, have convinced sort of the machine that we can make the things that we love, and there's a large enough audience out there that is going to come to it, we can take the chance on making these things. And for that, I think we have to thank Peter Jackson, and we have to thank Joss Whedon, and we have to thank J.J. Abrams, who have really proved that the things that for a long time were just assumed to be narrowly targeted at people who self-identified as nerds is actually very broadly popular and accessible to a wide range of audience.
Right, and also what's changed over the years, of course, is social media. Now, how important is social media to your show, And how do you envision your show will integrate both in the television world and the online world?
Well, I think that nobody is doing social media and television better than At Midnight. And that show is basically about social media, and I love it. And I don't want to go, I don't want to step on Chris's toes too much. One of the ways that that we, I guess, engage with social media, I have had such an active presence on all of the social networks for so long, just by virtue of being a technology enthusiast and an early adopter, I've been able to share a lot of the creative process that goes into this show with people who follow me on Twitter and Tumblr and Google Plus and Facebook and my own blog. So we can show people what's sort of going on and like pull back the curtain a little bit. And because the show is filmed in front of a green screen, every Monday when we go to tape the show, I take a stupid picture of myself with my cell phone and hashtag it Photoshop Will Wheaton, and then just let the internet go nuts. And it's been really fun and really silly, and the amount of creativity that I see from people is so incredible that I actually started a Tumblr called photoshopwillwheaton.tumblr.com.
Wow.
for people to submit their Photoshops of the different ways that they've the different things that they put me into. And what I try to do is just come up with an expression that is almost like an offer or an endowment in improv, so that it inspires people to go, oh, I'm going to take that expression and put it into this environment.
Now, with everyone's pop culture perspective so fragmented, is it tough to come up with a joke that most everyone can relate to?
No, not really. I mean, we have experienced really, really talented writers on the show, and there are jokes we strike a balance of jokes that are the jokes that we think are broadly accessible, and then the jokes that we call the 5% jokes that just 5% of the audience is going to get. And what's cool about those jokes is that the people who are getting them feel really empowered and excited because they get the joke, and the people who don't get it sort of know, oh, okay, that joke wasn't intended for me. And then this last week in the writer's room, one of my producers coined the term the will percent joke, which is that joke that only I get.
Very good. Hey, Will, where can people find out more about yourself and the Will Wheaton Project online?
I'm online at willwheaton.net. I'm at willw on Twitter. And the show's official webpage is sci-fi.com/Will Wheaton.
Great. Will Wheaton, the host of The Will Wheaton Project, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Sci-Fi. Will, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks very much. I'll get out in the 60s so I can go watch Batman for the first time.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.